live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, no COVID-19 related deaths have been reported today in Northern Ireland. It's the first time that's happened since March 18th. It comes a day after no deaths were reported in the Republic. West Rona MLA Daniel McCrossland says it's positive, but people shouldn't be complacent. Parents may have to give up their jobs if creches don't start to reopen next month. According to Parentline, it's after a survey found 60% of childcare providers don't plan to reopen when the country enters phase 3 at the end of June. HICWA has been giving evidence to the Dáil COVID-19 committee about nursing homes and the problems there. And later in the bulletin, we have sports news with Oisin. That's coming up at around 5:15. Good evening. No COVID-19 related deaths have been reported in Northern Ireland over the past 24 hours. It marks the first time that's happened since March 18th. The news comes just a day after the Republic announced there had been no new COVID-19 related deaths for the first time in over 9 weeks. There were 28 new cases confirmed today in Northern Ireland. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan says this is positive, but he's urging a cautious response.
It is very reassuring to see that we are now seeing the level of death as a result of COVID-19 decrease, so much so that yesterday in the south of the island there has been no reported deaths, and today in the north of the island that is the same. So we are certainly moving and travelling in the right direction, but it's not the time for people to be complacent.
Parents may have to give up their jobs if creches don't start to reopen next month. According to Parentline, it's after a survey found that 60% of childcare providers don't plan to reopen when the country enters phase 3 at the end of June. The Federation of Early Childhood Providers says detailed guidelines on how to operate creches safely have yet to be issued. Parentline's Aileen Hickey says parents who need to return to a physical workplace are in great difficulty.
There are certainly, you know, a large number of jobs that are in danger of being lost, you know, because parents simply cannot return to the physical workplace. I mean, and these might be parents who, you know, would have availed of a childminder in the house or of the creche. They also may have availed of a grandparent, and all those options are currently gone.
A Donegal TD is calling for a change in the process for SUSI grants being assessed in 2020. Due to a major change in financial circumstances for many, it's thought that applicants should now be assessed on the basis of their income for this year alone and not their income from last year as well. The normal procedure would see 2019 income looked at first before 2020 income is taken into consideration. However, speaking in the Dáil, Deputy Thomas Pringle urged the Education Minister to examine the matter further.
So I think that should be looked at. And I would ask you as well, just if you give consideration to as well, in relation to SUSI grants, to have the income for PAYE workers should be based on net income, the income assessment, because PAYE workers don't have any way to manipulate their income, which we know from historically that workers who are income assessed can manipulate their income to facilitate them qualifying for the payments. So I would ask in relation to PAYE workers that would be considered. And also just in relation to the top-up grant, that an income level of €24,000 would be used rather than social welfare entitlement, because I know of people who are working in jobs earning less than social welfare recipients who can't get a top-up because they're actually working, but that people in social welfare get, and I think that should be addressed as well for an ongoing basis. Thank you.
Minister Littlehall.
Well, responding, Minister Joe McHugh agreed to take the suggestions made on board.
Just in relation to all your issues around SUSI grants, I mean, obviously I'll take all those suggestions on board, because we're looking at a whole transformative place in education over the last number of months and over the last number of weeks, and nearly on a daily basis now we're dealing with a new issue. And if the issue in the morning that was presented to us we thought was the priority issue, the one in the afternoon has eclipsed it, and then the one in the evening has eclipsed it again. So there's no shortage of issues, but I just want to maybe conclude, Kem Corley, by saying I do appreciate the interventions in this house, because I say to my officials that, you know, people, whether they're in opposition or on a different side of the house or different party or independent, they have a role to play in terms of trying to figure a way out of this, and we will figure our way out of it.
There's no national clinical oversight of nursing home care, according to the government's health watchdog. HICWA says the HSE doesn't understand the private residential sector amid strong criticism of the response to COVID-19 in those settings. Nursing Homes Ireland say they were left isolated by the government in the early days of the crisis. An Oireachtas committee also heard today that some nursing homes had to use painters' overalls and goggles and equipment from vets as PPE. CEO of HICWA, Phelim Quinn, says there is a governance issue here.
The HSE did not know this sector. As a consequence, the infrastructure required by the HSE to support the private sector was under-resourced and became increasingly challenged. In addition, the current model of private residential care for older persons has no formal clinical governance links with the HSE. And importantly, this means that there's no national clinical oversight of care being delivered to some of our most vulnerable citizens.
Stormont's finance minister has warned Northern Ireland faces a severe recession on the basis of the coronavirus crisis. Conor Murphy has described the post-pandemic landscape as featuring major challenges, including the UK's departure from the EU. In the executive's five-stage plan for recovery, businesses in Northern Ireland won't be permitted to reopen until later this year. The Irish Farmers Association says people who have been making dangerous social media videos on farms should be fired. Numerous videos have emerged on TikTok of people taking risks with farm machinery and tractors. With more, here's Stephanie Rowan.
Shocking, grossly irresponsible, and an accident waiting to happen. Just some of the reaction to these TikTok videos. A young man can be seen in one sitting on the front of a moving tractor laughing, while in another a man is videoing himself while balancing on the drawbar of a moving trailer. In both incidents, it would take just a brief moment for the young men to fall under a wheel. Tim Cullinan is president of the IFA.
In the year that we've had already, 8 farm accidents that turned out in people being killed, and you know, for people to be putting themselves in such danger.
Mark Cullen from the Health and Safety Authority says it's lucky nobody's been killed.
I would say to young men to really take a step back and look at the consequences of their actions, and if it was to go horribly wrong, what those consequences would be for the individuals, the families and the wider community.
Both the HSA and the IFA says farmers and contractors need to make it clear to their workers they could be fired if they take part in these videos.
Beaches across Donegal have scored well in the latest EPA report, with most of the bathing waters in the county either ranked as excellent or good. Lisfannan Beach has been upgraded from sufficient to good in the latest report, while Porth Arthur in Derrybeg has seen a slight decline in water quality. It's gone from good to sufficient. In total, 147 water bodies were assessed in the report. 140 met the minimum standard required. Mary Gurry from the EPA says a number of beaches were found to be in poor shape across the country.
So 5 beaches were classified as poor quality in 2019, and that's the same number as 2018, although one beach was classified as poor and one improved. So they are Merrion Strand in Dublin, Portrane the Brook Beach in Dublin, Ballylough Ann Beach in Galway, Clifton Beach in Galway, and Lilliput in Loch Ennell in County Westmeath. And Merrion Strand has been at poor quality for 5 years in a row and must now be declassified.
There's further concern over the livelihood of private bus operators in Donegal. Many operators in the county say they face an uncertain future, with fears that some won't be able to resume services in the aftermath of COVID-19. The government is being called upon to intervene and subsidise operators as a matter of urgency. Donegal Councillor Kieran Brogan says the county relies heavily on this means of transport, and every effort must be made to ensure that providers survive.
I think these operators have provided a great service for us over the years, and they're a very important part of what they are. And I think the government must intervene to subsidise and support these transport operators, because you wouldn't go too far in Donegal. I mean, there are hundreds of jobs involved here. They provide a great service. There's huge cost involved, first of all, in financing and the capital investment in buying the buses. But then, I suppose, the insurance, the tax, the test, and all the transport operators' license as well. And there's a huge cost for them now, and all their buses are sitting in the yard.
Garthy and Donegal say crime figures are down since lockdown began. However, offences are continuing across the division, with more arrests this week for the likes of drink and drug driving, possession of drugs and public order. On today's 9 till noon show, Garthy Sean Sweeney said the rate of burglary in particular is well down, but he warned people should not become complacent.
Look, this is probably due to there are less people moving out and about. and more people keeping an eye on their surroundings also. So, like, reports of burglaries are down, for instance. Well, this is a good thing and to be celebrated. We urge people not to become complacent. It's important as ever to be mindful that criminals are still out there, and continue to take all relevant security precautions to their homes and the property in general. We'd also ask that any suspicious people, cars, etc., are reported to us without delay. Should anyone wish to contact the Gardaí, the quickest and easiest way to do is just call your local district headquarters. This is Letterkenny, 07491 67100, and Milford 53060, Buncrana 932540, or Ballyshannon on 07198 585 30.
Irish Water says the resumption of projects in Letterkenny this week will be slowed down slightly because of the need to adapt working practices to meet government and HSC guidelines. Work is underway again on plans to upgrade and replace drinking water mains in a number of areas, as well as improving the wastewater network. John McElwain is a spokesperson for Irish Water in Donegal. He says it's good that they can now get back to work.
We are now at a stage where we've resumed construction projects in Letterkenny for both the Letterkenny Water Supply and the Letterkenny Wastewater Network. For the water supply, the work that has recommenced is at a number of locations just on the M13 road from Letterkenny to Derry near Manor. Now, at that point, all we have is localised traffic management that will allow two-way traffic. Now, that particular project will be due for completion by the end of the summer of this year. For the Letterkenny Wastewater Network project, the works that are recommencing at the New Line Road and College Road junction with traffic lights to manage the traffic. That wastewater project will take a wee bit longer to complete, and it's due for completion at the end of the year.
Has the requirements for social distancing meant much major change in terms of how the work is being done, and is it going to have a delay in the completion of some projects as a result?
We have had to get risk assessments done to manage the COVID-19 risks, and that will necessarily have elongated the timescale, but you know, given us the right thing to do, it won't delay things by too much. And we're working with our contractors and with Donegal County Council in ensuring that we get jobs completed, but adhering to both the government and HSE COVID-19 guidance.
John McElwain there of Irish Water. Donegal TD Pierce Doherty says he doesn't know if he would have joined the IRA during the Troubles had he been old enough. The Sinn Féin finance spokesperson says he hopes he would have had the courage to stand up for his community against the British Army if he was living in Derry in the 1970s. Over the weekend, his party leader Mary Lou MacDonald told the Sunday Independent there was every chance she could have joined the IRA had she been raised north of the border. W. Doherty says he's unsure if he would have done so.
Don't know, and I couldn't ever suggest that I could say yes or no, but I absolutely do not in any way second-guess those who stood up to defend their communities at that point in time. And if I was there in 1916, I hope I would have been inside the GPO. If I was there a couple of years before, I hope I would be there supporting the lockout. If I was in the streets of Derry in 1970s when the British armies rolled in, I hope I would be up standing up defending my community.
It's 5:15 and we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. It's with golf we start, and Rory McIlroy is unsure if he'd play the Irish Open if it's rescheduled this autumn. Golf's world number one had committed to teeing up at Mount Juliet before the tournament was postponed due to the pandemic. McIlroy has told the BBC that his participation will depend on the schedule for the rest of the season.
You know, you've got the US Open that comes up after that, and then the Masters in November, but right now I've picked a few tournaments to start my season off again, and then really the back end of the year all I've sort of pinpointed are the majors, because we've got the PGA Championship in August, the US Open in September, and the Masters in November, and everything else is really up in the air.
Meanwhile, McIlroy believes this year's Ryder Cup will be postponed until 2021. The world number one was among a number of golfers who have already called for the clash of Europe and the US not to be played this year if spectators are not able to attend. Whistling Straits in Wisconsin is set to host the event in September, with McIlroy saying it's a personal hunch that he does not think that it will happen. Cross-channel football. A third round of coronavirus testing has taken place today across Premier League clubs. So far, there have been 8 positive results from over 1,700 tests. Bournemouth's Aaron Ramsdale has expressed shock over his positive test in the second round, despite the first being negative days earlier. Former Liverpool defender Jamie Carragher says teams will have to be stricter regarding the movement of their players.
They make sight of players now. Don't even go to the supermarket. I know that Liverpool's staff are sending food parcels or getting the players' food delivered. Maybe that's something that has to go on right throughout the Premier League, if possible, to make sure players just don't go out the house.
Well, Liverpool are set to lose around €14 million in gate receipts. The club's also confirmed that season ticket holders will receive refunds for their home Premier League games that weren't played at Anfield. Those supporters will be compensated for matches against Crystal Palace, Aston Villa, Burnley and Chelsea that will be played behind closed doors if the season is completed. Manchester United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says Paul Pogba and Marcus Rashford will be fit and available if the Premier League resumes next month. Rashford has recovered from a back injury, which would have ended his season had it not been delayed, while the French midfielder Pogba has returned from training following a foot issue. Irish striker David McMullen's spell with Scottish Premiership side St Johnstone has come to an end. The former Dundalk forward signed in January 2018 with the Saints, but they have opted not to offer him a new contract. The 31-year-old Dubliner scored 5 times in 26 games for the Scottish top flight side. There's a huge game in the Bundesliga title race this evening. Borussia Dortmund host leaders Bayern Munich at 5:30, with Bayern holding a 4-point lead over their opponents at the top of the table. In the 7:30 kickoffs, Bayer Leverkusen host Wolfsburg, Frankfurt take on Freiburg, and it's Werder Bremen against Borussia Mönchengladbach. A leading Donegal GA figure has called for an end to all inter-county activity for 2020. Donegal's 1992 All-Ireland winning captain Anthony Molloy has told today's Donegal Democrat the year's break would help re-energise a side that has suffered significant injuries in recent years. A year's break will do the likes of Michael Murphy, Paddy McGrath and those who are on long-term injury lists the world of good. Molloy added, "I think it would be a fresh force to be reckoned with come 2021, but he is adamant that there should be no inter-county football this year. Finally, in Formula One, McLaren have announced plans to make 1,200 staff redundant due to the ongoing pandemic and the incoming F1 cost cap. The layoffs will be across their racing, automotive and applied technology divisions, as well as some back office staff. The Formula One team say the move has been made to ensure the long-term future of the business. That's it, Donal. We'll be back with our next bulletin tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Washing. The MP for West Tyrone is seeking an urgent meeting with Stormont Infrastructure Minister Nicola Mallon to discuss the A5. It's after the minister indicated that construction on the route's upgrade, which was to have begun this year, will not start until next spring because of a £242 million shortfall in funding. Work on the A6 between Derry and Belfast may also be affected. MP Orla Begley says both projects should proceed, but given the cross-border nature of the A5, it, she says, should be prioritised.
I would ask and request of her to give priority to the A5 when spending her budget allocation. And of course, we know that there's reassurance from the Irish government previously that they're committed to this project financially also. Previously, Simon Coveney had appeared before the Good Friday Agreement Committee as Taoiseach, and during that session, I had quizzed him on the A5 and I'd sought reassurance from him, in which he said that the Irish government wouldn't be found wanting in terms of funding for the A5. That commitment was then reinforced by the British and the Irish government in the New Decade, New Approach document. So I would urge Nicola Mallon to consider her options in terms of the Irish government, who have previously given commitments of substantial funding towards this project. I think a conversation needs to be struck up there urgently in order to ensure that the Irish government reconfirm and recommit to the A5 project and to ensure that we have the correct funding in place.
You have two party colleagues, TDs in Donegal. You have a party colleague, a TD in Monaghan. Do you believe they need to be putting pressure on the Irish government to be more proactive on this one?
Most definitely, yes. And they previously have done on several occasions. They've met with different ministers and ensured that the North West, and in particular that the A5, is a key priority for the Irish government. They will continue to do so, and I'll continue to liaise with my TDs in the South to ensure that it's top of their agenda. But I've no doubt that it's key priority for them in the time ahead also.
And that was West Tyrone MP Orla Begley. Almost €200,000 has been allocated for the construction of a long-awaited slipway at Leenan Pier in Urris Clonmany. The funding's come from the Department of the Marine. Donegal County Council will provide 25%. There's been ongoing concern among local fishermen that they can't tie up at the pier during the winter because of the lack of a slipway. The Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District is Councillor Martin McDermott.
That'll go a long way to doing the project. It probably will take a little bit more than that to do it, but at least if we can get that much done, we'll be sure to get the rest of the money to finish the project. It's vitally important for the fishermen and Leenan to be able to lift their own boats and be able to fish from Leenan, because you know these small piers and around the coast here in Donegal and up here, especially in the north coast of Inishowen, where a lot of fishing goes on. It's vitally important for the safety of fishermen and the safety of everyone involved that there's an easy way to get boats in and out at piers.
Too early to say as to when the project could start, but I'm sure you're hoping for it to begin sooner rather than later.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that it will start this year. I mean, projects like that are dependent on quite a number of aspects. It depends on tides, it depends on weather, it depends on a number of different things. When you're working with the marine sector, you're working at piers, you have a lot of the elements to take into consideration. You just can't start when it suits you. So, I mean, there's definitely proprietary work that can be done at the pier. You know, that could start in a very short period of time. But then discussions we'll have to have now with the marine engineer and the council and see how quick we can get the project up and running.
Councillor Martin McDermott. Returning to an earlier story, and the government's health watchdog HICWA says there's no national clinical oversight of nursing home care. HICWA has said the HSE doesn't understand the private residential sector amid strong criticism of the response to COVID-19 in those settings. Well, political correspondent Sean Defoe was in Leinster House today, and he's been monitoring proceedings at the COVID-19 committee.
The Dáil's COVID-19 committee's heard some strong criticism of how coronavirus in nursing homes has been handled. CEO of HICWA, Phelim Quinn, said there's a fundamental lack of understanding of private nursing homes by the HSE.
The HSE did not know this sector. As a consequence, the infrastructure required by the HSE to support the private sector was under-resourced and became increasingly challenged. In addition, the current model of private residential care for older persons has no formal clinical governance links with the HSE. And importantly, this means that there's no national clinical oversight of care being delivered.
Earlier, Nursing Home Ireland CEO Tadhg Daly said care homes had been left isolated by the state. Fine Gael TD Fergus O'Dowd rejected that, saying the state did provide financial support.
You got the money back that you spent. That's the point I'm making. To say that you were left isolated is not a fact.
The HSE has also said it provided advice to nursing homes at the earliest possible opportunity. Earlier, the committee heard that some nursing homes had to use painters' overalls and goggles and gears given by vets and schools in lieu of personal protective equipment after being unable to source it in the opening weeks of the crisis. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Looking at the weather forecast, it'll be dry at first tonight with clear spells. Cloud increasing from the west will bring some patchy drizzle. Lows of 6 to 8 degrees Celsius tonight in light variable breezes. There'll be a good deal of cloud about tomorrow morning with some patchy rain and drizzle. It'll become dry by mid-afternoon with sunny spells developing. Lows tomorrow and highs of 15 to 19 degrees Celsius in a light southeast or variable breeze. It'll be coolest tomorrow near the coast. And that's Highland Radio News for now. The main stories in brief, and no COVID-19 related deaths have been reported in Northern Ireland over the past 24 hours. That's the first time it's happened since the 18th of March. It's a day after the Republic announced no new COVID-19 related deaths for 24 hours yesterday. A further 28 new cases have been confirmed north of the border. Parents may have to give up their jobs if creches don't start to reopen next month, according to Parentline. It's after a survey found that 60% of childcare providers don't plan to reopen by the end of June. Aileen Hickey of Parentline says parents who need to return to a physical workplace are in great difficulty. And a Donegal TD says there must be a change in the process used to assess SUSE grant applications. Deputy Thomas Pringle told Education Minister Joe McHugh that because of the changing financial circumstances in 2020, the rules must differ. Minister McHugh says he will take it on board. We're back with news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 26th of May. The death has taken place in Boston of Sarah Doherty, Mickey John, formerly of Roadside, Clunchia, Clonmany. Funeral Mass will take place in Boston at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. The death has taken place of Sarah McLaughlin, 25, Knockalla Drive, Buncrana. In accordance with government guidelines, current restrictions on attendance at funerals is a maximum of 10 people. Only members of the household and close family may attend. Close friends can attend if the deceased has no household or family members. Funeral Mass can be viewed on the parish website, churchservices.tv/Cockhill, on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock. The death has taken place of Gary Cutcliffe, Hildene, Ludden, Buncrana. Arrangements are to be confirmed. The funeral, which is private to family only, please, will be in line with government and HSE guidelines. It can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Cockhill. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Porter Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of Bill Murray, Fernlee, Moyle Hill Road, Milford, formerly of Armagh. In accordance with government guidelines, current restrictions on attendance at funerals, as a maximum of 10 people, only members of the household and close family may attend. Close friends can attend if the deceased has no household or family members. Funeral Mass can be viewed on MCN Media/St Peter's Church, Milford, on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock. Rosary tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 can be viewed on the St Peter's Church webcam.